The Senate could take time out from the immigration debate this week for a vote of no confidence in Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Two Democrats have introduced a companion bill in the House. But at his ranch in Texas today, President Bush restated his support for Gonzalez, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The threatened no-confidence votes are the Democrats' latest tactic for keeping the pressure on Gonzalez and on the White House. They're frustrated over the Attorney General's recent testimony before congressional committees looking into the firings of U.S. attorneys. During those hearings, Gonzalez denied charges that the prosecutors were purged for political reasons, but he answered many questions with some variation of, "I don't recall." In Crawford, Texas today, President Bush was asked by a reporter if he intends to keep this attorney general for the rest of his presidency. The president did not directly answer the question, instead saying this about Alberto Gonzalez.
"He has got my confidence. He has done nothing wrong."
Mr. Bush then added his own critique of the Congress.
"I frankly view what's taking place in Washington today as pure political theater. And it is this kind of political theater that has caused the American people to lose confidence in how Washington operates. I stand by Al Gonzalez, and I would hope that people would be more sober in how they address these important issues."
Not all of the criticism of Gonzalez has come from Democrats. Five Republican senators have also called on him to resign. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.